Penguin Random House Audio presents Still Starcrossed by Melinda Torp. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. Part 1. Come away, death, and in sad cypress let me be laid. Fly away, breath. I am slain by a fair, cruel maid. 12th Night. In fair Verona's streets, the sun was hot. Late summer was upon the city, and the sun, oh, it beat. It dazzled off the cobblestones, so the beggars groaned and burnt their bare, dirty feet. It poured down on the merchants, so the sweat trickled down their necks on market day. And the great families, well, they were safe in their cool stone houses, cellars deep enough to hold a bit of chill in. But when they did emerge after sunset, the air was still hot and thick. Yes, the heat hung heavy on Verona. Was it this that bowed its citizens' heads? That quieted the normally bustling city, leaving its people whispering in twos and threes before disappearing in shadowed doorways? Or was it death? It had been a bloody summer. Night after night, the streets echoed with the pounding of feet, the scrape of steel. The names of the dead passed from hoarse throats to disbelieving ears. Mercutio, Tybalt, Paris, Romeo, Juliet. A fortnight and odd days had passed since the flowers of the city's youth had finished cutting each other down. Shaken by the loss of so many of their own, the great houses of Montague and Capulet had sworn to end the bloodshed. Great Montague, to prove his offer of friendship.